the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Fennessy. Hey, what's up? Kia ora whānau. Welcome to another episode of Diaries of a Dyke. I'm so excited for this episode because I've envisioned it probably since about halfway through season one. So Red Table Talk, think that Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow Smith, sorry Graham, I can't remember your name. There's just a big table, everyone sits around it and has an open conversation. That is what I've done with this episode. So there's four of us. It was very interesting to try and get four different voices, but hey, we did it and we made it work. I've invited some friends. I've got Joey Damon joining me. I've got Kat and I have got Kitty. They've all got different backgrounds, different sexualities, different ideas, different opinions, and that's what I love because it's just like four friends hanging out, having a conversation, right? And that's what we all do. And we ask the hard-hitting questions. This episode gets really emotional, but it's real and it's important. We chat about porn. I wanted to get Joey's take on lesbian porn and that took a whole different direction with Kitty and Kat. But hey, that's what we love. We chat about threesomes. We chat about the fact that I've hooked up with somebody in this episode. I'm not going to give too much away. And also Kat. Kat is so important. She's so amazing. All these guests are important, but she chats about the confusion of being in love with her partner of 11 years, but still having feelings for women and wanting to explore that. So let's get into the episode.
I have to say, like, this is for everybody watching. There's a reason I'm wearing glasses.
Oh yeah,
but obviously, state your case. You three already know. But last night, I smoked the most meth I've ever smoked in my life, and it's come through in my eyes. So, no.
You got a bang eye.
With these glasses on, obviously I don't smoke meth, I sell it.
We don't refer to him as Joey, we call him Methany.
I like Methany, it's cricket.
Anyways.
You used that joke last night, I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah, I was wondering where I saw that.
These voices you hear right now, we have got Kitty, we have got Joey, and we have got Kat joining me on Doed today. And this is like a really new experience for me, guys. Like, thank you for coming first and foremost. But I've never had an interview with three other people, so we'll see how this goes. I've only ever really done a show with like two other people at most. So we'll take turns and see how this goes. But first of all, I thought we'd go around the table. I wanted this to be kind of like a red table talk. It's more like a white with dirt all over it table talk. At the moment. And everyone's just kind of like, we're just going to have a chat and ask those questions that you've always wanted to ask. The dirty questions, the questions that everyone's too afraid to ask. There are those two over there. Are you two all right? Like, do you want to get anything off your chest before you get into this?
Nathan's been silly.
Okay, Kitty, go. Tell us a little bit about you first and foremost.
Oh, no, don't start with me.
Tell us about your, okay, so Kitty is in a relationship. We'll start with your, like, you know, relationship buzz, right? Kitty's in a relationship with a guy, but you're very, like, open-minded and you've got a lot of questions that you'd like to ask, right? And obviously you and I are very good friends.
Yeah.
So you have asked me certain questions, but I feel like there are things that you still want to ask me that you haven't asked me yet.
I think I'm just more curious.
Yeah, you're very curious.
If I wasn't in a relationship, I think, so I just got out, not just.
We edit this out because I just started sweating.
The pressure's on. You're blushing. I've never seen you blush.
Oh, no. Actually, if you feel my face.
Oh, you're so red. You're so red.
I know, I'm nervous.
Do you need some water? I think we need some water in here.
It was because the relationship thing got put out there, eh? It was, eh?
Joey and Kitty have some history, so I might get a little bit awkward.
Nah, so I was in a long-term relationship for 9 years and then we broke up a year ago. And before I got with my new partner, there was moments where I was like, sis, might like a sis.
Can I just say, Kitty and I have been friends for a while now, right? And when she was in a relationship with her last boyfriend, you know, I've seen women for a while now, and she would always be like, I just don't think I could ever do it. I just knew, I know that she would, like, you know, jump the fence if the opportunity came. Sure enough, once the sis became single, she's like, I think I might like girls. I want experience. I was like, I knew it. I told you.
It's not that I think I'd like girls, and I've obviously got nothing against it, but I do enjoy like a male partner. It's just I'm like, how does it feel? And is it like a different kind of like satisfaction?
Yeah. And that's the thing. There are so many people that feel exactly the same that are just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
So cool. We'll leave you there. Joey? So Joey, I don't really know what you identify as.
Just whatever I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that.
I don't think I told him. Yeah, I've got an eye infection. For anybody that's watching, so that's for the glasses.
When he walks in, you know what? You're the only person that I'll actually allow to wear sunglasses inside. It's one of my pet peeves. Like,
is it?
Because I feel like when someone comes in with their sunglasses in, I'm just like,
you're right, like, are you a bit too cool? But you took them off and you're like, do you prefer me to squint at you like this or wearing the glasses? Nah, leave the glasses on. I can't take you seriously with your squinting.
No, you can.
Eye.
You can, either way.
Sunglasses. We'll leave you the sunglasses.
What do I identify as? I identify as Māori, Fijian, skucks, sexy.
Liar.
The confidence I love it, though. I love it.
I identify... I'm straight, I think. I believe so.
Hey.
In a similar space to Kitty in a relationship, but definitely.
And curious, because that's what I said.
Oh, was it? This is actually nerve-wracking, eh, when you get ahead. I was laughing at Kitty before, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a lot.
But the thing is, I appreciate you, Joey, coming from, you know, the straight perspective, a straight guy. It's, you know, it's also not easy to open up in this kind of space as well. Like, there are a lot of, different perspectives that I feel like guys take on this. And this is what I want to kind of ask you and for you to have the opportunity to ask everyone at the table today as well from that perspective. So just you being here and being vulnerable is just... amazing. So that's why I love you. It doesn't matter what your sexuality is, especially for anyone that's listening that even identifies as straight. The fact that you are open to want to know more and learn more, that's what I love and what I appreciate. Definitely. So, all right, Kat.
Yeah, what was the question?
your story is very interesting. So, Kat and I, we've been friends. We're the longest friends here, actually. We've been friends. Gosh, how old were we when we met?
Since
14? 14, 15 years. Kat's very, very youthful looking. But you've been friends for a very long time. We've got a little bit of history that we'll touch on later. But Kat, do you want me to say it or you're right?
I'll go off the back.
Yeah. So Kat's in a relationship. I love this that you're all so different. This is what's so great about it. So Kat's in a relationship with a man. They've been in the relationship for 11 years now. Mm-hmm. They've got three beautiful kids. And she's finally just coming. Well, I shouldn't say finally. She's
new.
Well, yeah, I knew, but like, you know, she's coming to that time in her life where she is just kind of finding herself and exploring, wanting to explore her sexuality, as I know that there are a lot of people out there doing. And I know this because I get the messages on Diaries of a Dyke Instagram, on the YouTubes. I've had it for both seasons. I've had it in the streets. You know, there are just people that are... sometimes they don't know at a young age, you know. It takes them being in a 10-year relationship, having kids, and they finally are like, oh, you know what?
Hold on.
You know what? I think I actually, I might actually jump the fence. So I really appreciate you being here, and I think it's a really important role that you're playing and wanting to just know more, and you're very curious. So you're very curious. Sure, that's the thing. So we'll see if we can get some answers for you by the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. But I know that you're jumping on here being very vulnerable, so I respect that and I appreciate that. So, I want to know, Kitty, let's start with you.
I need you to start with other people so I know where I can go.
But everyone just jump in when you want to jump in. That's the beauty of it. It's an open conversation. I'm not just asking directly to Kitty. I'm pretty much just like putting the question out to everyone.
Me.
All right?
Me. Cool.
So, saying that you're like curious and you want to know things, what do you want to know? Like, what is something that you'd, you know, love to know about the LGBT community, about girl on girl? Like, when you were going through that phase, what was something that was going through your head that made you like question, like, oh, okay?
I think,
I've never seen you so nervous. This is so funny.
I know. I have a lot of respect for my ex-partner. So
of course.
So I don't want anything to say, but. Like for him to be like, yo, the fuck did you say?
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, I was in a relationship for 9 years. And then when I got out, he traveled a lot for work.
Mm.
And you know, like a girl's got needs.
Yeah.
And sis just wants to have that like release.
Yeah.
So I'd watch porn.
Okay.
And it was always lesbian.
Okay. Really? So that's interesting.
It's the only porn that I will honestly just get me.
What kind of lesbian porn? Like, was it like
any? Okay, like no, I'm not into.
Like
I didn't like the fact that if they'd put dildos into each other, that just wasn't a buzz for me.
Oh, really?
Nah, it was the real like sensual kind of like making out on top of each other,
role
like,
playing.
going down on each other.
Joey's
just like, okay. Yeah, roleplaying.
Hey, you're turning the, you've turned your hat backwards. It's getting serious. Put it into sport mode.
Damn, that's what I came here to talk about. Yeah. Was,
So being
interesting.
Yeah, being with a guy and then having knowing that I had like, and I kept it a secret. Sure. And if anyone's like, do you watch porn? I'm like, no, I've got a man's.
Why do I need to? I've got a man's.
Yeah. And he, you know, he penetrates me. It's not even what you want though sometimes. And I realized that when I was self-pleasuring myself.
Yeah.
And it was always off to other females.
No shit.
But yeah, like I said, it crazy. Wasn't even when you put like, you can put strap-ons on and stuff. That wasn't like turning me on or anything. Because I was like, oh, it's like a penis.
So for you, was it more like you didn't really care that it was two girls that were doing it? It was more the way that they were like, you know, having sex?
Yeah, like a girl really knows how to go down with a girl.
Yes.
Like when you watch it and you can see the passion. I'm like,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and I'm like, far, but that feels me.
Yeah. they just eat the ass a little different, eh? It's like, yeah. I know what you mean.
So usually I'm a bit skeptic about porn because, like, obviously I have had sex with women, and sometimes when I watch certain videos, yeah, Joey, you know what I'm talking about, we're the only ones here, but you know, like when I watch certain videos, I'm like, God, that's so fake. Like, you know, like when they do certain things in that category. Because for me, there's only a couple videos when I've watched lesbian porn that I've been like, oh yeah, that's hot. Other videos, I'm just like, sis, you're faking it.
No,
like,
it's what you put in when you're looking for the category.
Oh, true. What are you looking for? What do you put in?
Dash. What?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Actually, there's one. There's one like a, what do they call it? Like a.
It's like love, da da da. It's like this, like.
Seriously?
It's like this side website from like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
YouTube, right? That takes you to it. And you, it's what you Google. Like, you could be like.
There's
lesbian.
A category called love.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
Hey, hey. Just want to keep interrupting.
Hey, no, and the story sounds like you did.
Wait, multiple times. No, it's what you Google, right? Because you could be like lesbian hardcore and it's just them like scissoring and it just it's like pelvis bones or something like that.
Ouch.
It looks like a sore.
Yeah, see, when I see that, I'm like,
you're faking it.
What is,
that's what you're
I've never
about.
Done that in my whole life. Like, what the, I mean, maybe some girls have, but I don't see how that's pleasurable.
Well, you know.
Clit is the most sensitive part of your body, and that banging against another clit or bones like that, that's not nice. Like, that will not feel
banging,
nice.
Banging bones.
Yeah,
banging bones.
Exactly. So when you were watching this porn, because I know Kat does as well, because she was talking to me about it before, lesbian porn is a big thing, so this is an interesting topic for me. Joe, I don't know if you actually watch lesbian porn as well.
No, I actually don't. Actually,
you don't?
No,
BBC?
I actually don't. Wow. I actually don't. BBC. Yeah.
Okay.
No, because I think for me, like, the porn I watch is like, what I'm watching, I feel myself like I'm substituting in for the dude. So it's almost like it's the girl and then just like a little like black silhouette that I just slide my imagination into.
Oh, okay. So you, when you're watching like the penis, you're like, oh yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. When I see this massive like 12-incher, when I see this massive 12-incher, I'm like, this is where I just,
that's me.
I couldn't relate to this anymore.
Okay, fair call. Okay, that's really interesting because I feel I know a lot of guys that watch lesbian porn because they find that lesbians are hot. What's your take on that? Do you get off at all watching girl on girl?
No, I really don't. And I never really have, I don't think, like watching girl on girl because I think it was,
Would you have like a threesome with two chicks and you?
Yeah, and I think it's funny. I was actually talking about this quite recently. So I've had a few threesomes.
Okay, great.
And didn't enjoy any of them because, like, for me it was always usually somebody was always not as into it as
the other two guys.
Yeah.
They weren't into it.
No, the other two dudes. Yeah.
They didn't finish the story.
Yeah, it was weird when you walked in. But yeah, there was always like a disconnect.
Yeah,
like somewhere, and so there's always like a bit of insecurity around it, and so I think whenever I've seen two women together, like and porn is obviously usually where I see it.
Yeah,
through windows is the other, but
So when you had your threesome, was it with two women?
Yeah.
Were you the one that was left out?
Yeah, usually I was usually the one that like, you could tell they were more into it between each other than. I was, and then seeing that, it wasn't like turning me on because it was like, that's very much
Okay, so you actually need to be like intimately involved as well, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I think I've always actually had that attitude towards sex.
Yeah.
That it is like quite an intimate thing, which I think is why so many years my attitude around it was quite like reckless.
Yeah, okay. Because, see, I find this really interesting because to get this perspective, because for me personally, like, the only really stories I've heard about straight guys is the chats that they have, I don't know, in other friend groups or whatever, and they're just like, bro, chicks hooking up is so hot. Like, even... this is where I'll bring me and Kat's history into it. Hang on, I'm just going to get into a better position. Oh,
oh me too.
It's probably not as bad as you.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, so when Kat and I were younger, speaking of the, you know, the guy's perspective and stuff, when we were younger, gosh, how old were we? Like
16.
We were so young. True. We were so young. Anyway, we were doing like teenage things and, yeah, we were like wasted or drunk and we were out at a beach somewhere with some of our other guy friends.
All right,
and at this stage, don't give away the beach. It sounds hoary already.
Shit, I'm there.
Yeah. and so we were out there and we were just like, you know, all having a good time. There was us and how many guys were there?
I think there was like three.
Yeah, like three guys. And we're all like really good friends, right? And then at this stage in my life, when I was like 16 years old, I still didn't really know what was happening with my sexuality. Like I'd never like been with a girl or anything like that. And then me and Kat, like, we made this deal. You know how chicks do? And they're just like, we'll hook up if you guys hook up.
Yeah.
You know, that typical girl thing and the clubs and all that.
So there's three other dudes. So
We're like, oh, the guys will like it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, we'll hook up if you guys hook up. It'll be so funny. And so me and Kat hooked up. But I remember, like, when it happened, it was just, like, for the lols, right? We were just like, funny. Uh-huh. But I remember when we, like, kissed, I was like... Wait, hold up.
Wait, you're going to say the exact same thing.
I was like, wait. I was like, why did that feel bad? Yeah, I was like, why did that feel different? Like, why wasn't that disgusting? Or like,
Did you get like fanny flutters?
Well, I don't know if it was like, I don't know about fanny flutters back at that age, but it was more just
more
like.
More than just like a.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, you know, like I'd kiss dudes, but it wasn't like a, like a chick. It was it was just a feeling. Like it was just a feeling where I was like, fuck, I actually really like that.
I was the same.
Interesting.
Oh my God, I actually feel like, so. I was just going to say, I was like, maybe you're a really good kisser cat. I don't know.
I've never told anyone though, so spoiler.
Wow. So was I the one that.
You're the first girl I ever kissed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you've kissed like others since.
Oh
then?
Yeah, but it was like those ones like New Year's. Oh, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in that context, did you get like a similar feeling though? Like, was it?
Yeah.
You kind of felt something.
Yeah, something like more like what you just said.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. More than just we just.
But were they straight chicks that you hooked up with?
Yes.
Maybe it was just because we just knew. Maybe we both were just like we're so lost and curious. And when you make that connection, you're like feeling like a little bit like home again. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, crazy.
I've never told anyone that.
It's been so long. We never really chatted about it. Because like, when you're that age, you're like, ha ha, hooked up with my friend.
Yeah,
like, it's so funny. And then that was it. And nothing ever happened. And we've been friends ever since. But I guess that was kind of a kickstart for me as well, where I was just like, okay, well, I didn't hate that. I didn't hate kissing a chick.
Mm.
And how did we even get on that? What were we talking about?
I was talking about threesomes. For me, I could never get into it because I just see there's something greater than like what I'm bringing. So I'm like,
you just sit
back. It sounds silly, but like that's really how I've always, I've always kind of seen it,
See, I'd be scared to have a threesome because I'd be worried that the other girl and the guy will be like, because I could not imagine having a threesome with two guys. That is just too much admin.
Yeah.
It is. You gotta like.
It would have to be with a girl and another guy. Yeah. I'd be worried that's my thing. It's like the guy's going to want to be
with
her.
You'll feel the one left out.
I'm just going to be here like rubbing a clit or something.
I think it'd have to be a very... I've never had a threesome either. Like Joey, I think, is the only one here that's had a threesome.
Yeah.
I feel like it has to be just a very open conversation. You know what I mean? Like if you're with your partner or something, like just making sure you've got that comm line open and doing it maybe with someone you trust as well. Because if it's a random, then...
Well, I've asked my partner if he would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get into you, Kat.
And he's not into it. Like, he feels like it's just a, like, me and him thing. Like, having another... Because it would most likely be a chick. Because, too much admin, two dudes. But, he's not into it. Which is fair enough. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, eager for it. Like, I need to leave you because I need a threesome. But
yeah.
I know, we've had that conversation.
See, I think that's cool that he only wants it to be you and him, because I'm always my partner must want a threesome so bad.
Especially if they're like, okay, we need to have a threesome. If he was asking for it, then I'd probably feel a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But for you, it's a bit of a different reason, right? Because you're at that point in your life where you're wanting to kind of explore your sexuality. So how is that going? Like, what are your feelings right now towards that? Because obviously, if you're talking back to like us being 15, 16 years old, you've been feeling that for a while, but you've been in a relationship with a man for so long.
Yeah.
What are those feelings like now?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I know recently there's been some girls I've seen out and about. I won't say where because they might be like, oh, that's me. And then, like, I look at them and it's kind of that same thing you get, that feeling you get when you look at a dude.
She's
attractive. And then I was like, oh, no, it's probably just because she's really pretty. But then every time you see them, it's like, okay, shit, there she is. And you're kind of, like, stumped.
Yeah.
So I think from there, but I don't know what it is at the moment, like, right now.
I want to ask you a question because really fascinated me. So I was just like,
go before you lose it.
So you know when you see like a chick in town, because I could be like, "Fire, you're hot. Like you're a hot chick," but nothing like I can appreciate. I reckon I appreciate hot chicks more than I do hot guys.
Yeah, same.
But at what point are you like, "Oh, she's a babe. Like she's a pretty girl." To, "Ah, she's a bit of a buzz."
Like that. Like you get that butterflies feeling.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think you.
No, I think it's amazing.
Sorry, I only laughed because she said it's a bit of a buzz. That's
you just know it's different to like you saying, oh, that chick's so she's beautiful, or like,
yeah,
because
right.
I'm like the same. I look at girls more than I do dudes.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit different. You're just like, oh.
Yeah. And with experience, I think you start to just know as well. Mm. Like, usually I'm at the point now where if I see a chick and I'm like, they're usually like, you know, and especially in this day and age, everyone's a little bit gay. Like, everyone's a little bit gay or a little bit curious. So if they're open to it. And also, we're in the day and age where you can jump on social media and stalk them and see, like, you know, what their vibes are.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
What their buzz is like. Yeah, exactly. Right? And they'll have, like, a rainbow in their bio or something that. And you'll be like, nailed it. Jackpot. Yeah.
That's so interesting. Have you found, like, the more that you've been open to it, the more it's, like, kind of happening? Because you're not holding yourself back as much?
Yes. Okay, so, I can't even say that because they'll know who it is.
Oh, really?
But I feel like I'm attracting...
Yeah, you're manifesting it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh,
that's
okay.
So interesting.
What about your partner? I know we were discussing it before. How does he feel about all of this? Because I know you're completely open with him and you've shared with him how you're feeling, which I think is really, really good to communicate it. Because it's a confusing stage for you as well, you know. Oh, babe. I'm sorry. I can't leave the microphone. You all right? Well, do you want to come back? You want to come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone else say a question. I think this is so beautiful though, because like this is what I mean. Like it's not easy feeling these feelings, is it?
Mm-mm.
It's really not, especially, you know, let alone being 15, 16 years old. Now you're 28, did you say? 21. You know, you've got kids, you've got three kids together, you've got a partner. Like I know that can be confusing. And I know there are a lot of people that are don't like, you know, feeling the same things that you were feeling.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you coming on here and being vulnerable and being a voice for them as well, because there will be people that will be listening and they'll be like, sis, I feel you. Like they'll be confused. Oh my God, you're gonna make me bloody cry now as well.
Don't look at me.
I feel like we take for granted I can be curious, but I know that I'm so set that a man is who I want to be with, and Joey, I assume, that a female is what you want to be with, that, you know, we take it for granted that we just know what we want. So for you both to, and everyone that you've had on your podcast, to be able to, you know, open up and talk about it, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't even say, oh, girl, I know how you feel, or, oh, it must be so hard, because I couldn't even fathom, but just the fact that, you know, you're taking the time to actually figure out, oh, I'm going to get sad. Yeah. The fact that you're taking the time figure out what you want is amazing in itself.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, you know, you get people on this podcast that are already like, you know, there are some people that are loud and proud and like, I'm LGBT. Mm. Like they've come to terms with that. But there also are a lot of people that aren't ready to take that step and that are still, you know, not living their authentic self. And they need things like this to try and help and guide them and lead them in the right direction. Because I want everybody to be feeling that they can love who they want to love or at least explore these kind of things. Mm. And I know it's easier for some than it is for others.
See, that's why it's kind of confusing, is because, like, he... Oh, far out.
You're all right. Ooh, no, take your time. You're okay. You're okay.
I've got it.
We haven't even come to the kids yet, have we? But this is great because, like, when have you had this conversation? I'm so sorry that there's cameras and mics like and stuff around.
Oh, it's been a while, actually. Like, I've joked about it.
Yeah.
And then I think more recently we talked about it. Like how you said, like, you know you want to be with a guy.
Mm.
Like, for me, I know I want to be with him.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're curious.
Yeah. It's just confusing.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
Very fucking confusing.
It's like it doesn't even... It's not that you love him any less, right?
Yeah.
And it's just not love him. Yourself a little more.
Yeah.
And I think I was saying to you, Danny, that like he thought, when I told him, because he told me the other week, like he feels like he's not good enough because I said that. I was like, no, that's not what it is. Like, and I think for me, I don't really put myself in his shoes and how it would make him feel. I was just like, woohoo, this is, you know, this is what it is. Like, I don't give a shit really about what people think. So I was like, all in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me that. I was like, oh crap, I haven't actually thought about how this will make you feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, you know that you want to be with a guy. I know I want to be with him. But then you get these other things.
These feelings.
Like, and you're just like, what is that? What does that mean?
And then it's confusing as well because there are some guys who are like, yeah, I don't care, go hook up with other chicks. Like, do what you need to do. But then there are some guys, like your partner, that are like, you're my one. Like, I don't want you to be with other people, which is fair enough. Like, you know, you've been together for 11 years. But he's also, I guess, coming to terms with his partner and mother of his children, you know, wanting to explore. But I think as long as the lines of communication are open, and I'm so grateful that you can even share it with him. Because because there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people that can't even share that with their partner.
Yeah.
And then that's where, you know, like cheating comes into play. Yeah. Or
we're very comfortable with each other, which is great.
Hey fam, that was the first half of the episode. I've split it into two because the conversation was so great and there was parts in there that I couldn't cut out. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave it there and we're going to have the next episode with the rest of the chat with the crew drop next week. All right, thanks for listening. That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Finnessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.